Are gilded youth timid in the extreme? Are they too cocooned and mollycoddled in the lap of luxury? Well, we have our very own Greta Thunberg. This is Razat Sheikh, and you're listening to Awani Podcast.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
She's only 16, but she has riled up some of the world's top leaders. We are talking, no doubt, about Greta Thunberg, who only turns 17 on January 3rd next year. At this point of writing, Greta is within sight of the port of Lisbon, not quite in time for the start of the COP25, the UN Climate Change Conference, which Spain generously offered to host in place of Protestón, Chile. That someone so young has virtually shaken the cobwebs of state parliaments and the comfortable existence of presidents and prime ministers is testimony of the precocity of youth. Here in Malaysia, are our gilded youths, or perhaps spoilt brats, still reminiscing their carefree days of playing doctors and nurses? In this edition of Awani Podcast, we take a look at the state of Malaysia's youth. We have four young Malaysians with us.
Sure. Hi.
Hello.
Hannah.
And Afrus.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, introduce yourselves. What do you do?
I'm Afrus. I'm a part of the marketing team.
I'm Hannah. I'm in communications.
I'm Mia. I'm a journalist.
I'm Ashraf. I'm a SOCMET team.
Ashraf is with the SOCMET team. Okay. What have you learned? What do you know? How much do you know of what Greta Thunberg is doing, will be doing, the next, what she has done the past month, and what she's going to be doing next? If you don't know, you know, be honest that you don't know, because we want to gauge the level of publicity that she's garnered so far. Greta Thunberg, how much do you know of her and what she's done?
Care to explain to me, Cik Raza, who is Greta Thunberg?
Okay, that's the input from our friends.
Hello, Greta Thunberg is a young activist who has been very, very, very vocal about the environment and climate change, things like that. She's spoken to very, very large audiences, most notable one being the UN.
Mia, how much do you know of what Greta has done or is doing now?
Pretty much the same like Hannah. She's just a young activist from Sweden who is has been going viral the past, I think, 2 years, one or 2 years, and she's been she's been speaking up for the older generation, saying that she wants to protect the younger generations from climate change.
Ashraf, how much are you aware of what Greta Thunberg has been up to the past year?
Actually, I see the article this morning, but I didn't read yet, so yeah.
Okay, he needs a bit of persuading to, and the fact that today we're going to have her landing on the completing her voyage, so maybe that would give you more reason to follow what she's doing. Afrus, she is a climate warrior. Are you concerned enough about global warming to be a climate warrior?
Okay, I'm really concerned about what's happening around the world, okay, but I feel that, you know, just me, myself, I don't think I can make any change because there's only 1% of me, you know, but I do care, I really do.
Hannah, how much do you care? How much are you willing to sacrifice, put your life on the line to save the world?
I actually care very deeply about the climate, and I think we're a very interesting situation where we hear a lot of news, right, from all around the world about things that are happening, say in the Amazon or like, you know, Australia and other continents. But in our own backyard, there's a lot of environmental degradation that's happening, especially say like in East Malaysia, a lot of deforestation. And so I actually really care about the issues that are happening in our own backyard, because Malaysia is a very, very important place environmentally. And so that's one of my concerns.
Yeah, as a journalist, you have so much in your power to write about, to raise awareness of climate change, about sustainability. What are you willing to do to save the world?
Honestly, this is the reason why I'm a journalist in the first place. I'm not even kidding. I mean, like, I can say that I'm deeply, really concerned. But like to add up to what Arthur said, she says that she's only 1% of the total 8 million population. But like, I feel like that's what everybody thinks. Every person thinks that they're just 1%, but they don't know that accumulatively they are the whole percentage of the humankind. So I feel like as a journalist, I want to work towards that. But then again, I don't want to make it seem too pushy. And I don't know, I'm still trying to find my way through things.
Ashraf, you're the only guy here, you're outnumbered. What does a young lad think about going out there, sacrifice, save the world the way Greta is doing?
This morning, I read one article, which is Bella Hadid, she give the 600 plan to save the Amazon, I think? She said that she always fly because she's a model, right? So she's fly and then she's want to contribute like repay, that we call? Repay because she taking the flight, go to the country, any country. So she wants to repay and she give the plans to... Can we give it a number?
To replant.
Yeah, to replant and save the...
Save the world.
Yes.
Say if you were given a ticket to go on holiday to Bali, would you rather fly or take a slow boat to Bali, the way Greta Thunberg has done? Would you be willing to make that sacrifice?
Be honest.
Of course, I will take a flight, but maybe I will do same like Bella Hadid too.
If we had the money, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's a big movement and something that at this point I wouldn't do, no matter how much I'm concerned, but that's a really big movement and that's why we look up to what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think big actions get a lot of publicity, but what we really need is not a few people doing very big actions, but everybody consistently trying to live a more environmentally friendly sort of existence.
Or at least be more aware, at least aware. Yeah.
And if everyone takes it down a bit, then the impact will be much greater than just a few people going totally zero waste or carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm. In your own personal space, Afros, do you like consciously shun what single-use plastic, straws, those kind of things? What do you do in your own personal space to help?
Right, okay, for me, I'm trying to reduce all the whole plastic thing, you know, but sometimes like I still see my family, you know, my cousins and stuff, they're still using the plastic and whatnot, and we still have a lot of containers and things like that, so something that, you know, I'll tell them, can we get rid of these, it's not nice, we're killing the turtles, you know, things like that, you know, but they still, I don't think they're like well educated and well equipped with what's happening. They're just, hey, it's convenient, you know, hey, we'll just, it's easy, you know, yeah, we need to pack things up later with the plastic container, you know, yeah.
This being Malaysia, there is certainly a convention, you know, you go to college, you go out, find work, you earn a living, you get married, you have kids. So are you prepared to think differently so that we do not follow convention? If we have to go out there and be like this couple who's offered Greta a lift in their boat, to live in a boat, would you be willing to make that ultimate sacrifice? Ignore your professions and go out there to do something to save the world. How much?
If it is a must, then I definitely will. It just depends on how crucial it is. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say if climate change is really doing harm, much harm, then I am definitely willing to do it. But it's just that being the first or few that is doing it is very hard.
Yeah.
But if I am, like, if it's something that majority must do, I will do it with no hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Anna, do you have a certain degree of reservation to ignore life's little challenges and to contribute to the environment?
Yeah, no, I think we are at a point of climate change and, you know, environmental degradation that is so serious that we actually at this point have no choice but to make lifestyle changes that may not be the most comfortable. And like I've said before, these may not be actions that are very like
huge
and spectacular and media friendly, but I am willing to make personal lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm.
To
Afros, yeah. PCs, car, condo, credit card, mm-hmm. are you willing to give it all up to save the world?
Well,
once.
Yeah, maybe, okay, we'll see, but you know, okay, tapping on to what Mia said, yeah, like I said, you know, if for me myself, my voice would be heard, you know, just me alone, you know, so I would like to ride on
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She has a bit of a problem trying to
remember.
I just don't want to say her name
so
wrong.
In a snapshot, this is what we have, four Malaysian, the voice of four Malaysian youth, who we will have a bit of maybe more information to give to them, so that from now on, we have four representatives who will go out there to save the world, Malaysian style.
Yes.
Thank you very much, all the four of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.